On this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to have a look at an easy guitar humidification system, an old dog that does some new tricks, you'll get a peek inside my guitar gig bag, and of course the bourbon scotch battle dart game will wage on and conclude. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. I'm Tony Policastro from tonysacousticchallenge.com, where we're all about expanding our quality of life through music and, of course, having as much fun as possible with our acoustic guitars. Now, I am delightfully joined here today with Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. the first and Levi Coelho, the man with the technical plan. Cheers. Hello. To you guys both.
Cheers.
And welcome to Acoustic Tuesday. Now, Acoustic Tuesday is a wonderful weekly program where I discuss with you all of the geeky guitar things swirling around in my guitar geek brain. I share some things I'm listening to, I share some gadgets I've found, and today, of course, is no different. But before I even get into the guitar geek list of the day, I want to ask you a trivia question. And I wrote it down because I didn't think I was going to remember it, and I'm correct. So the trivia question for today is as follows. What model is John Lennon's self-decorated acoustic electric guitar? One more time. What model is John Lennon's self-decorated acoustic electric guitar? So go ahead and ponder that while I share with you some of my guitar geek findings of the week. So first and foremost, I want to give you a look inside my gig bag. Actually, I'll one-up you. I'm going to give you a look inside my guitar. Oftentimes people ask me what pickup I like. And there's one pickup in particular that I absolutely love, and it truly forever changed my life. And it is the K&K Pure Mini pickup. Now, this pickup is one that I like for a couple of reasons. Well, really, there's three of them. Number one, it's sleek, it's ninja-like, and you can't even tell your guitar has a pickup in it. I love guitars because of the way they look, but I don't like looking at pickup elements or knobs or buttons or anything on the guitar, and the K&K goes away with all of that. It's a passive pickup, so you will need a DI, but it's sleek and you can't even tell there's a pickup on the guitar. Secondly, of course, is its sound. It is a truly transparent sounding pickup. The way the pickup works is there's three transducers that actually sit on the bridge plate of your guitar, inside your guitar. And it pulls its sound, it reads, if you will, the sound from the bridge plate. So you get a very true to form acoustic guitar sound. Now, will I say that it sounds exactly like my acoustic guitar? No. But will I say that it sounds damn close to how my acoustic guitar sounds? Absolutely correct. And last but certainly not least, the other reason that I like this pickup is that it pairs very, very well with my Fishman Aura DI, which I love for it giving that wonderful acoustic guitar tone, and it takes all the quack, any quack out of any pickup, but it matches really, really well with the K&K Pure Mini pickup. There's been a lot of chatter about, gosh, does the Fishman Aura DI work with the K&K Pure Mini pickup? Because it is not a Fishman product, because it is a bridge plate transducer pickup, and the answer is, I didn't even read any of that stuff, and I just tried it out, and I thought it sounded absolutely amazing. So the K&K Pure Mini pickup is an outstanding pickup. If you happen to be in the market for one, I would definitely check it out and put it on your list of things to consider. Real quick note, I don't have an endorsement deal. I am not supported by K&K pickups at all. I just happen to really dig their product, so I wanted to share it with you. Now, next. We all know that guitar humidification is crucial for the health of our guitar, for the playability of our guitar, so it doesn't crack, so it doesn't warp, so it doesn't get goofy on us. And quite frankly, we spend a lot of time shopping for acoustic guitars, and we spend a lot of money on our acoustic guitars as guitar geeks. So we want to take care of them, and humidification is absolutely necessary. Whether you live in a super dry climate, you have to humidify. Whether you live in a super wet climate, you have to watch that humidity and make sure that your guitar is in its ideal environment. And that ideal environment is about 45 to 52% relative humidity. And you may have heard me mention the D'Addario humidipacks before. And upon doing some more research, I found the company that actually made the D'Addario Humidipax, and they're making a guitar humidification system right now. The company is called Boveda, and the reason I bring this up, by no means is this new technology, but it's really easy to humidify your guitar with these humidification packs. Two go in the body of the guitar, two go up by the headstock, close your case, and that's pretty much it. Well, why do they work? Well, first of all, they're maintenance free. So you don't have to fill anything and you don't have to worry about spilling anything. These packs are designed to maintain 45 to 52% relative humidity. So that means if it's dry, they'll let off moisture. And if it's too damp in the air, they actually will start to suck up moisture, keeping your case at a wonderful guitar-loving 45 to 52% relative humidity. Now you're probably thinking, Tony, why are you making such a big fuss about this? These D'Addario Humidipax have been around for a while, and we all know that Boveda makes them for D'Addario. Well, I went one level deeper. I started to check out the actual company, and this is what floored me. Boveda is a company that specializes in humidification products. So they make products for cigar humidors. They make products for any sort of storage that needs to have a certain humidity. This company makes different percentage packs for different environments that need to be retained. And lo and behold, they got into the guitar market. So I thought it was pretty cool that it wasn't a guitar company trying to be a humidification company. It was a humidification company trying to help out guitarists. Hence, it making my guitar geek list for this week. Now, I gotta share with you a story. Over the summer, God, this was probably 2 months ago, I went out to Bozeman's Sweet Pea Festival, and I went out for a very specific reason, and that's because Charlie Parr was playing there. Charlie Parr is one of my favorite musicians of all time. He has this old-timey feel, this bluesy feel. He's very raw, and you just see the emotion when he plays and hear the emotion when you hear him play. And that happens to be what I'm listening to this week. Charlie Parr just released a brand new album. Its name is Dog. Charlie Parr is the artist, Dog is the album. And I gotta be honest, from just looking at the cover of the album, it's stunning. I love the art on the cover of the album. And also the songs. Charlie Parr has this knack for writing a song and it just automatically sounds old. It sounds like it's from years and years and years and years ago. And this album is no different, but I feel like in this album he's a little bit more introspective and he kind of taps into some darkness, which I personally love when an artist just kind of puts themselves out there and goes for it. So I picked a track for you to hear off of this album. It's called I Ain't Dead Yet, and I do believe we have a clip from when Charlie played this on Wisconsin Public Radio. So if Levi could roll that, that'd be swell.
When I go down that funeral road, there's gonna be a big old band. Well, they plant me in the sand. Well, I ain't dead yet. Let me hear that music right now. There ain't no way I'm gonna hear it when I'm locked in that box underneath the ground. Well, I ain't dead yet. Give me my flowers now.
So there you have it. That's Charlie Parr playing and singing his tune, I Ain't Dead Yet, off of his brand new album, Dog. I highly, highly recommend this album. I love Charlie's music, as I mentioned before, but this album really is, it's a special one in my eyes, and I couldn't recommend the vinyl record more, because it's a front-to-back listening experience. What I love about the album is that there's so many different sounds that he incorporates, from a full band, kind of almost like a jug band feel, to just him alone with a banjo. In fact, that's track number 5. It's one of my favorites too. So go ahead and check that album out. I know you'll dig it, especially if you liked what you heard already. Now, Noah, you've been quiet today.
Have I?
Well, I wonder if it's some nerves settling in. because of the impending dart game.
I haven't even been thinking about it. I've been preparing what I'm responsible for.
I love it. Well, Noah, I just I wanted to reach out to you since I can't quite, you know, you're just far enough to where I can't reach you. I wanted to reach out to you and see, I wanted to check in with you and see if we had any small wins on deck.
We do.
Awesome.
Actually, got some here for you.
Fantastic.
So what's really cool is we had a small win share off of last week's show.
Awesome.
And so John F. here, he has to say, fantastic show, and I'd love to share a recent small win. I've been playing guitar for over 10 years, but was always intimidated by jazz chords. Finally, I bit the bullet this year, learned my jazz chords, and I learned three standard jazz tunes and performed them at a best friend's wedding.
Holy smokes, that's awesome.
So that's John there.
That's good job, John.
I get
Very
it.
Good job.
Bar chords are one thing. Going to jazz
I
chords
know.
Is
just thing. I kind of got the sweats just thinking about them a little bit.
All right, Ray W. just got back from a mission trip to Honduras where he and his guitar led worship for 10 days.
Fantastic job. Nice work.
And a Stephen C. Not sure if this counts as a small win, but my dad finally brought a travel guitar with him. So now they can jam together whenever he sees them.
Cool.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's nice. Guitar family stuff is pretty much the cream of the crop, if you will.
We were commenting earlier. Yeah. Anything family jam worthy is a win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I have to confess something right now, if you guys will let me.
Okay.
Yes.
The Charlie Parr album just hit me in a big way. I mean, I've literally have every time I get in the car, it's on and I just listen to it.
It's cool.
And it inspired me to check out National Resophonic Guitars. Because this is my confession. Somehow, some way, I feel that if I listen to an artist and I like that artist and I want to go play like that artist, I should go get the exact same guitar that that artist has. Therefore, just by buying the guitar, I'll play just like them. It seems like logical thinking, right?
Totally. Makes sense. I went out and immediately bought, you know, Geddy Lee's signature Fender two-tone bass with the small jazz neck. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And you, of course, now that you have that, or that you had that, rather, you probably play just like him.
I wouldn't say that. Let's just say I have moved on and have developed my own style.
Oh, perfect.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Perfect.
I interrupted.
No, Continue. It's totally okay. The reason I bring this up is because my Charlie Parr infatuation has led me to the National Resophonic Guitar site, with their website, many, many times. And this most recent visit that I had to their website, I found their custom shop link, which I don't know why, but I've never found it before. It was one of these little hidden gems. It's probably not so hidden, but I clicked on it and immediately my jaw happened to arrive on the floor, because what I saw was truly breathtaking. And now the National Guitars Custom Shop, first of all, I just found this link. Second of all, the guitars that they have on there are absolutely stunning. They've got metal-bodied guitars with engraving all over them. I'm talking like filigree, just absolutely beautiful metalwork. And the same guitar has a fingerboard that is just inlaid in a stunning fashion. I mean, this guitar is clearly a showpiece, clearly a collector's type instrument, not something you'd go down to your local bar and play in a blues jam with, but it's inspiring to see such craftsmanship. The metal body guitar really sticks out, but there's other ones on their site. There's a blue, I believe it's a wood body guitar that's got a killer paint job on it and just visually striking. And then last but certainly not least, there's actually quite a few more. There's another guitar on there that has a beautiful flame maple back that's got this kind of tan finish. It's another resonator guitar. I believe it's a wood body guitar. Maple back and sides would be a wood body guitar. But these guitars are stunning, and I the reason I went there is, again, looking for ideas and things like that. But then I scrolled down further, and I saw these killer resonator guitars, these square neck resonator guitars, that one of them has this strikingly gorgeous set of ebony on the back and sides. And just, I mean, it's worth your time. There's probably 10, 12 guitars on there that will have you just shaking your head in disbelief at what people can do. And again, some of these guitars are clearly showpieces, and that's okay. Just know that, you know, thinking of the hours of time and the craftsmanship that went into them is really, it's awe-inspiring. It's amazing. And for the record, I still want a National, but I won't be getting an engraved one. But my feelers are out there. I've been searching. I really want to get a resonator, a biscuit cone resonator. I think it'd be really fun. But that's a whole nother discussion.
I was wondering if I could get maple back sides in a metal version.
Well, I don't think you can. I don't think it's possible.
Is that because maple is wood?
I see what you did there. You know, all I have to give you guys a little insight before we started filming today. These guys have been ribbing on me all day because of the bourbon scotch thing. Both Levi and Noah like scotch, and
it's so good.
It's killing me because so good. I'm alone here. I need your help. I need your support. Speaking of, Noah, what are you drinking today? What are you enjoying?
I'm glad you asked. Mm. Today I am sipping on the Brooke Laddie Port Charlotte, heavily peated. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
One of the things I love about scotch is the history that goes along with it.
Okay.
The Port Charlotte, the distillery at Port Charlotte, went for like 100 years, like 1829 to 1929. In 1881, the Brooke Laddie Distillery started, and now they're kind of giving a little shout out and respect to this old distillery that's just 2 miles from them, and kind of just, you know, waving their hand and saying thanks when they did this particular line of their peated scotch. Which, by the way, after they get it in those oaken casks, this whiskey actually matures at that old Port Charlotte distillery.
Hmm.
So, just good stuff.
Yeah, it sounds riveting. Really.
Okay, now tell me about what you're drinking.
Well, I'm drinking. Mine has a little bit more of a simple story.
Oh, okay.
I'm drinking the Yellowstone Select 93 proof bourbon whiskey, which is from, I believe, what's the distillery? See, Noah reads up beforehand, and I don't.
Is this from,
It's the Limestone Branch Distillery.
Oh, not Albertsons.
Now, this is interesting, because Noah and I shopped together, and I bought this one on a whim, because I was like, oh, Yellowstone. We live just an hour and a half away from Yellowstone National Park. This is cool. That's about the research I've done. And I put it on the counter, and I said, hey, to the guy that was tending shop there, I said, have you ever tried this? And he's like, oh, yeah, a couple years ago, it used to be like a $10 bottle. It came in a plastic bottle. But now they made fancy packaging and upped the price. And I kind of stood there for a second, and I thought, he's really selling this one pretty hard.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Does it taste better now in glass?
So I still went with my gut. You know, I'm a sucker for packaging. It came in a tube. It came with a certificate of ownership, as Noah likes to call it, with some tasting notes in there. And I got to say this. I will say this. It's not my favorite bourbon, but it's not a bad bottom shelf bourbon. I don't think at all. I did some reading. It's a blend of 4-year and 7-year aged bourbons.
Okay.
All right. It's pretty spicy.
Does that make it an 11 year?
No, I think it's like some average is taken, probably like 5 or 6. But that's what I'm drinking. I wanted to share that with you. Now I have to keep on track, says Levi. He's waving his hand at me. So I'm going to keep on track here. I wanted to let you know that last week, I released a lesson on sliding on your acoustic guitar, not slide guitar, but sliding from note to note. And this lesson was really, really cool. I shared some killer tips on how to make your slides sound really good, concise, really confident, clean-sounding slides. In fact, I pulled one of those tips out for you just to share here on today's Acoustic Tuesday. So if Levi would share that clip, that would be fantastic. And there's one more thing that will really help. A lot of times when you're doing a slide, you can feel lost, like you're moving your whole hand and it just feels kind of strange. This has everything to do with your thumb position. If you're maintaining downward pressure with your slide, if you know where you're starting and where you're going, but you still feel kind of lost, pay attention to what your thumb is doing on the back of the neck, because it should not be moving. You shouldn't be moving your whole hand. You should use your thumb in a nice anchored position, kind of like this. And it should be kind of, you want to treat it like a lever almost, right? So think of your thumb as just not moving, an anchor, and then sliding from it, almost using your thumb as a lever. I'm going to try and tilt my guitar down so you can see it. So this is what's happening with my thumb. You can see that lever action. This allows you to keep solid on where you are on the guitar and also feel like you don't have to move your whole hand, because once you move your whole hand, you're gonna start to feel lost, like you don't know where to get back to or even where you came from. So now I encourage you to check that full lesson out, because if you're ever wondering, gosh, why do my slides sound funny or how can I make these better? This lesson is chock full of goodness. In fact, at the end, there's a bonus exercise that I share with you that'll really help you dial in your slide tone and just being confident in your slides. In fact, there's gonna be a link for that in the description below as for everything that I've mentioned so far today. The K&K pickup, the Boveda Humidipacks, the Charlie Parr's new album, and of course, the National Guitars custom shop that I want you to check out. All those links are in the description below, so please, if you wanna dig into those any further, if you wanna go down the geek rabbit hole, please dive in. So, Noah.
Tony.
I just wanted to ping you real quick.
Yes.
And I wanted to, well, since we are here at the conclusion of our four-week-long dart battle, we are on week four right now, the conclusion of the dart battle. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah?
I feel extremely confident that I'm going to lose.
Oh.
But
let's back up, make sure everybody's on the same page here. Noah, can you please share with us how does the dart battle work?
Yeah, pretty simple. You're a Scotch guy? No, I got that wrong.
That's all right.
I'm the Scotch guy.
Yeah.
See, that's how confident I am. You're the bourbon guy.
Yes.
I'm the Scotch guy. If you win today, I have to buy you a bottle of bourbon that I choose, but that we will share together.
Okay.
If I win, some miracle happens, then you will buy me a bottle of Scotch that we will share together.
And do a tasting.
Together.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We'll share our love of bourbon. I mean, whoever wins.
I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to it either way.
Me too.
Right,
I think it's a win-win.
So what's the score? Where are we at?
So currently, we're on week three. The current score is Noah at a humbling 15 and myself at a 37. So the current score is 37-15. I'm hoping to put this away for the bourbon lovers out there. And with all that being said, let's play some darts.
All right, Noah, the dart cam is on. It's ready for you to take your shot. Oh, what do we have there? We got a triple five?
Yeah,
you got a 15?
It's a triple five.
Okay.
It's a 15.
Okay.
So technically, out of technicality, I've won. But I think I should throw just for kicks.
You don't even have to throw, Tony.
I want to. Levi, can I still throw?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, the dart cam is on, Tony. Go ahead and take your shot.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for humoring me there. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Congratulations, Tony.
Well, I feel good. I feel good right now. The final score would be, what did I get, a 12?
You got a 12.
It would be 49-30. Final score is 49. To Noah's 30. It was a great dart battle, and I look forward to the bourbon that we will share and probably have a wonderful conversation.
And yes, I look forward to the conversation.
So since Noah has to buy me a bottle of bourbon, for all you bourbon lovers out there, I would love to know what you think Noah should buy for us. So in the comments below, please let me know what bourbons you love and what you think that Noah should have us try. And of course, speaking of comments, I just want you to know, I want to know, rather, what you thought of the show today. So please leave your comments below. What'd you love? And of course, if you just want to say hi, you can do that in the comments as well. And speaking of comments, Noah, we have some comments from last week's episode. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
You want to give some shout-outs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
First of all, just a thank you to Mark and Luca, Kate, Barry, Joey, Terry, Thomas, Matthew, and others for making comments. And
thank you, guys.
Yeah, and then the comments that I do have here. All right, we have Jamie Billy, and he says, my favorite show so far. Great shots of the Chicago Music Store. Caitlin Canty sounds great. Awesome. I shall listen to the album tonight when I return to work.
Cool.
Nice Kickstarter, sounds great. Have not come across anything like that before. Keep those weebles wobbling, guys.
Will do.
And Dan Kay, he says, great show. Enjoy the banter. It's good to see you guys appreciating distilled spirits. I love scotch.
You just got to get the jabs.
And yeah. Last one, Ian says, okay, let's start by putting any doubt to rest. Scotch is best.
Wait. Sure seems like everybody likes scotch, guys.
I know.
I mean,
doesn't
okay,
it?
Okay, yeah. It seems pretty obvious here. Scotch wins. I mean, technically,
it didn't
bourbon wins, but maybe
I mean, I would venture to guess at this point.
No.
That bourbon produces superior athletes.
No. Tony won, who happens to like bourbon. Bourbon did not win anything.
I feel that my performance was fueled by bourbon. Therefore,
really,
the connection is that bourbon produces superior athletes, elite athletes, if you will.
Hmm.
So Tony.
Yeah.
I've been dying to know, what is the answer? I've been thinking about this the whole time. This quiz has been killing me.
As a drummer,
I have no idea what the answer could possibly be.
So let me first, I just want to ask the question one more time to make sure everybody's on the same page. The trivia question at the beginning of today's episode was, what model is John Lennon's self-decorated acoustic electric guitar? And the answer is the Gibson J160E. And this guitar was drawn on by John when they did the whole bed-in thing. Him and Yoko just kind of hanging out in the bed in their white sheets, just kind of playing guitar and singing Give Peace a Chance. Solid message and a pretty darn cool guitar. Gibson later did a reissue series of the Gibson J160E. They did the Sunburst, which John actually, I believe, performed with. They did the natural finished one with the drawings on it, and then they did a white one, I believe, with a peace symbol on it. So some cool history there, and of course the J160E is a very cool guitar for the history of Gibson, and obviously being that it was decorated by John Lennon, that's the one that's most associated with him. So guys, this wraps up another edition of Acoustic Tuesday.
Awesome.
I can't even believe
it.
It's great.
I want to thank both Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. the first and Levi, the man with the technical plan, for pressing the right buttons and feeding the right questions and just highlighting the right comments.
He's good.
And, of course, just being here for support. I need all the support I can get. And, of course, I want to thank you for sharing your time with us. Thank you for tuning in to Acoustic Tuesday. I really appreciate you sharing your time. And, of course, looking to next week, I've got some great stuff for you. I've got a music theory book that's actually not boring. No joke. I can't wait to tell you about it, but I can't do so until next week. So until then, have an awesome week. Keep on strumming and smiling, and I'll see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday, which of course airs on YouTube and Facebook at 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time. Can't wait to see you guys next week. Cheers.
When I go down that funeral, there's gonna be a big old band. They're gonna play all my favorite songs. Well, they plant me in the sand. Underneath the ground.